Hare Krishna. Ishan Das is asking a question in regards to the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Prabhupada says that the living entity is by mistake fell into the material world. And he says, well, this sounds quite contrary to what we're always led to believe, is that the living entity by his free choice fell down or came into the material world. So how should we understand this? There are two things that are we should take note of here, aside from the specifics of this. And one is that devotees need to take a inclusive approach to understanding Shastra, to understanding Srila Prabhupada's statements, not an either-or, especially when we're talking about what Prabhupada says, things that are found in the Bhagavatam, things that are found in Bhagavad Gita. So that means it's not one or the other, but that it's both. The second thing is that when you have a singular statement such as this, that the living entity fell into the material world by accident, and I hope that's the English word that Prabhupada uses. I'm just going from the Hungarian question. And similarly, when Prabhupada and Shastra make so many statements, Krishna Bahir Mukha, that the living entity voluntarily turned away from Krishna, and that's why he's in the material world. Then that singular statement can then be interpreted as to what it means. It's direct statement or its immediate meaning is not to be accepted. And rather, we should accept a indirect interpretation. This is the Vedic system. This is what Srila Prabhupada himself says. When a statement is self-evident and in conformity with other statements, then there's no need for interpretation. But if for some reason it's in conflict with the mass overall bulk of other similar statements on the topic, then it should be interpreted. So how would one interpret that, to say that living entity has entered into the material world by mistake? That is that it's a mistake for the living entity to be here, because the material world is very much a foreign place. It's not the place where he really belongs. He belongs in the spiritual world. So by mistake that he's here, he's thinking that this is his home, but actually it's not. His entrance into the material world wasn't a mistake, thinking that he made a wrong turn or something, but it was a voluntary decision that he made, and that decision was very much a mistake. So we should therefore understand that, yes, we really made a big boo-boo being here, and that now we should not make any more mistakes, but rather we should then make the effort to return back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.